Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
This was about a game where you know who the damn quarterbacks are.
Mark with a C.
Producer of the Kirk and Callahan Show, diehard BC fan.
Mark James knows how to fill time.
I'm giving you the reason to watch BC Clemson Saturday night at 8.
Mark with a C.
Oh, look, no. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, come on down and call it. I mean, come on, fellas.
Mark, you sit in your chair and shut up.
Game day's in town. Mookie Betts will be your guest picker.
Mark James with an M. He's correct.
And a win by BC will be the biggest upset in school history.
You're not on it! You're on it at all!
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Oh, I hope Jerry Callahan feels better. I know he's under the weather. And we'll see him back next week, next Tuesday, I believe. Wiggy and yours truly. We'll be back. We'll be here on Monday doing the morning show, but it's actually special start time from 7 to 11 for Mutt and Callahan. So we'll be doing it Monday from 7 to 11, me and Wiggy, and you never know what we're going to say or do. That's for sure. That was not a good moment yesterday for Dale Arnold at the end of the show, as Wiggy and I basically, we got out the table like the Dudley boys, and we put Dale through a table, and he did not know. I was doing one thing, Wiggy was doing another. And it was, man, I got to give Wiggy credit, though, for calling Char out in that healthy scratch on game 4, man. That's something that was, I don't know how he knew that, but he knew that. 617-779-7937. All right, Peter, Jamaica Plain, you've been holding for a while. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Mark.
What's going on?
Best show on the station.
Thank
I really
you,
warmed up to
I appreciate it.
Okay, that put me in the bye-bye Kyrie Irving club.
Oh, I know. Peter, you are the president of the bye-bye. And I give you credit. You were from day one, even when I called you out, you've always been consistent. You never like Kyrie.
It's not that I don't like Kyrie. I just don't think he's a fit.
Yeah, he's not
on
the
team.
Right.
And I said that right after they made the trade.
Yep.
But in any case, I think you're being a little too hard on Brad Stevens, and I think you might be contradicting yourself a little bit, okay? Kyrie Irving, I'm 60. He's the least coachable player in my lifetime in Boston that I've seen. He's making $18 million. He's 26 years old. He's got an ego the size of Texas. I mean, what Brad Stevens can't control what he says in those press conferences. And did I say this? I don't know if I said this, but you're the first person that has the I'd like to use a word that starts with B, but I'm going to use the word guts. That is I already said this maybe has come out and called him a cancer nationally. No one else has done it. No one else has the guts.
Well, he is a cancer. He is. I mean, at the end of the day, Peter, I came around your way of thinking, Peter, and I never thought I would. And, I didn't like, cause you'd said one time the Celtics were better with IT than Kyrie. Now it's like, I won't even attempt to make the argument anymore, because guess what? You know, Dan Gilbert came out this week and said, we killed it in that trade for talking about Cleveland and the trade for Kyrie. And IT was a bust in Cleveland. And out of it, at least they got Colin Sexton. What did the Celtics get but a season of heartbreak and discontent? They got nothing out of it. They got nothing out of the deal. And Cleveland got a second-team All-NBA player in Colin Sexton, who I think is going to be pretty good one day. It's unbelievable. I never thought the Celtics would not get a return on that investment. But, Peter, I have to call it and give you credit where credit is due. You were quite... you saw it before it happened. He was a bad fit here. It didn't work. I mean, think about it. This team was better last year with scary freaking Terry. they went further to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, where they almost beat LeBron, who at that point had gone to 7 straight NBA Finals. They almost beat him. And this team this year, TKO'd in the second round by the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Celtics, they couldn't even, forget about the Greek Freak and Chris Middleton. Brogdon didn't even play the entire series. And the Celtics couldn't even stop George Hill. Couldn't even stop him. It was embarrassing. 617-779-7937, Dimitri in Danvers. What's up, Dimitri?
Mark, what to see. First, I'll be nice for about 30 seconds, but then I'm going to bark at you because I don't...
That's all right.
I think you don't know what you're talking about. I'm very happy that you're on the radio and not in charge of the Celtics. Listen, Irving is a diva. Absolutely. Does he sometimes say things that make you want to scratch your head? Absolutely. But, Mark, he can ball.
I know.
He can ball with the best of them. And you build around him. And Ainge knows this. Wick knows this. And that's what hopefully they're going to do.
Then why? Let me ask you, Dimitri, why couldn't they build around him? Why did it fail this year then?
Well, you have... You got the forward there coming off the injury.
Hayward. All right. Yeah.
He's still not 100%. Scary Terry looked like a knucklehead going on ESPN last week, just shouting off his mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And the Bucks look like they're cooling off a little bit, but last week nobody was gonna beat the Bucks. All right. But listen, you have to sell the pieces, you have to get AD. Let me ask you a question, Mark.
Sure.
When Leonard didn't work in San Antonio, did you want him on the Celtics?
I did.
Absolutely. That's the right answer.
I did. And by the way, I'm hoping, Dimitri, a caller called in earlier, I'm hoping this is not true, that Brad Stevens didn't trade for Kawhi Leonard because he didn't want to part with Jaylen Brown?
I think that Ainge would have overruled that in a heartbeat.
No, they're saying that Ainge didn't do it. No. I'm saying it's Ainge, not Brad Stevens. Ainge didn't do it because Ainge didn't want to trade Jaylen Brown. Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll never know the answer to that. But listen to me. You're calling Irving bipolar. Please, you know, pick your words more selectively. To my knowledge, you're not a psychiatrist.
No. Okay, fair enough. But he is a cancer in the locker room. I will not change that.
You go. That's a big leap to make.
Well,
a big leap to make.
But his. You can ask anything.
Wade was Kobe, MJ, all of them. So listen, you ask him. You take him aside in the next couple of weeks, and you ask him, "What do you want?"
I'm sure the Celtics are going to do that, Dimitri. I just tell you, I go by three words here for Kyrie Irving: addition by subtraction. They're better off without him. And for me to really go over to that side is just, I'm incredulous at myself. I'm mystified because I never thought I would get there because I really admire his game and what he does. Like, I mean, he hit the finals clinching shot in Steph Curry's face 3 years ago. And I thought that, wow. This is gonna take the Celtics. This is gonna fast track them to banner 18. And this year was it's like people are like, well, why don't you go to this place? And you know, and like I've always told, I've never watched a single Fast and the Furious movie. People are like, oh, you at least you gotta watch the first one. No, I don't. You know why? Because I don't need you to hold a piece of crap in front of my face to know that it stinks. The same way, I saw what happened. I covered this Celtics team. I was at the Red Auerbach Center 3 or 4 days a week. I was in that locker room for close to 40 games, including the playoffs. And I still can't believe that this season ended with such a monumental failure beyond the realm of comprehension. I cannot believe it. And it's a disgrace to this city, which is now the new, the real title town. Patriots, Red Sox, soon to be Bruins. And the Celtics are sitting there right now, and we're all looking at you like three letters, WTF. Celtics, WTF. Do you want me to say it? Because I know John Anderson will dump it, so I won't say it. But it's what the... Fill in the blank.
He said it, everyone. I dumped it.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Cajones James.
Yes. I like the guy who called up early last hour and said, Mark, rise to fame James. I like that one. We should go. You got to clip that call off, man. That was a good one. I like the rise to fame James. Paulie in Boston's up next. What's up, Paul?
Hey, so Kyrie Irving is the best offensive point guard that the Celtics have had since Nate Archibald. There's no doubt as Gordon Hayward went. When Gordon Hayward was healthy, the Celtics won. Do the math. Look at it. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. Look, the first game against the Bucks. Gordon Hayward does 20 points, 10 rebounds, 6-7 assists. They kill the Bucks. Then he got hurt in the fourth quarter. Remember the layup that he went at?
Uh-huh.
He knocked on his butt.
Yep.
Yeah, and he was done. He hit the wall, and that was it, right? And they got killed the rest of it. Just do the math. Look at the games that Gordon Hayward, 15 to 20 points, 8-9 rebounds, 5-6 assists. Celtics were pretty much undefeated. You can't just put it all on Kyrie Irving.
But, Paul, I don't think he wants to be here anymore.
You know what? Of course he doesn't want to be here anymore. And that leads into another thing. Boston doesn't have the best track record when it comes to African-American athletes.
All right, so say that one more time. Say that again. You kind of cut out there. Say Boston doesn't have what?
They don't have the best track record when it comes to dealing with African-American athletes. So when you run this guy out of a town like this, it doesn't look good.
What
if LeBron James were white?
Hey, Paul, let me ask you. No, let me ask you a question. Okay, Paul. Paul, let me ask you a question, Paul. How was Boston's track record with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen?
Dude, come on. I can't answer that question. I'm not smart enough. But we all know that they don't have the best track record.
Well, so you're blaming this on racism, Paul?
No, I'm not. Not at all. All I'm telling you is that there's many radio announcers in Boston that are running Kyrie Irving out of town, and I think it's wrong.
Listen, sports talk hosts.
I don't think it's a racism thing. No, I don't.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is that Boston doesn't have the best track record. Look at ESPN. Look at David Price. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, Paul, now you're going with the Boston is racist card.
I can't answer that question. I'm not smart enough.
Yeah. Now you're going with the Boston. No. Has nothing to do with race, Paul. It has to do with winning. And Kyrie Irving's not a winner. David Price is a winner now. He delivered a title. He was worth every bit of that $31 million a year that he's received since they acquired him. He brought you your fourth World Series title in 15 years. David Price delivered. David Price was a complete bag when it came to Dennis Eckersley thing and him talking about the fans and Fortnite and all that stuff. But David Price delivered in the clutch. He to me, if there was a Conn Smythe...
Where's everybody at?
If there was a Conn Smythe winner for the Major League Baseball postseason, it would have been David Price last year. He deserved to be the World Series MVP over Steve Pierce, in my opinion.
He can't pitch in the postseason. He can't do it.
Yeah, Glenn. Well, old way, he can. He can. And he proved it last year. This has nothing to do with Boston's track record with African-American athletes. This has nothing to do with any of that. This has to do with Kyrie Irving wanted to be the man. And he's not the man. No team in the NBA, whether it's the Celtics, the Lakers, the Knicks, the Nets, whomever, will ever win a title with Kyrie Irving as their best player. He needs to be a 2 or a 3. He's not a 1. And he's not even a 1A or a 1B. He's a 2. He's Robin. He's Chewbacca. All right? That's it. No team will win a title with Kyrie. Celtics were living proof of that this year. He had the keys to the kingdom. He had the keys, and he completely failed when you needed him the most. And I told everybody, don't trust that series against Indiana. I told you. If Victor Oladipo was healthy, the Celtics probably would have lost in the first round. I'm serious. I wish Oladipo was healthy. Then you all would see Brad Stevens the way I see Brad Stevens. 617-779-7937. Guys, hang in there. If you're on hold for 5 or 10 minutes and I don't get to you, I will get to you. Patience is a virtue. Ask Eli in Springfield, who's a very patient man. What's up, Eli?
Hey, what's up, Mark? So, number one, you're from around here, so you know I respect you. Don't get me wrong. I also agree with you with the Kyrie Irving thing, all right? But completely disagree with Steph Curry being better than LeBron or top five. One, you put Steph Curry by himself without the squad that he has around him, all you do is you pressure him up top, you double-team him, you hedge hard, and he stops. He doesn't win a championship, number one.
Which is exactly what which is exactly what happened with LeBron in Cleveland the first time he was in Cleveland. You're right. Okay, fair enough.
But he did bring a team with no one.
What would Larry Bird have been if he wasn't surrounded by DJ, McHale, and Parrish, three other Hall of Famers?
Okay, let me tell you, has Steph Curry even been in the discussion for top defensive player ever? He is a shooter. Let me not disrespect him that much. He's actually probably the greatest shooter of all time.
No, he is without that. No question there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Right. But top five or better than LeBron? Better? No. No way.
I'm saying if he wins the ties, four more games away from winning it this year, that'll be four titles to LeBron's three. He'll do it three in a row.
It's zero something finals MVPs. Zero
oh, no, but that, well, and I'm or saying, and I'm saying if he wins the finals MVP.
So that'll give him one finals MVP. I think he still needs to win at least a couple and actually be the best player on the team in the finals.
I think he will be this year. And Eli, if he wins the finals MVP, we can have the conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'll give you that. We can have the conversation.
Okay,
maybe.
Right.
But I'd say he's still two or three away with finals MVPs before we can talk about being better than LeBron or top five.
Now, well, let's not forget, Eli, if I'm not mistaken, LeBron James is 3-6 in the finals. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The only one that I would blame him for is the Dallas one. Other than that, he went against a better team every single time.
No. They shouldn't have beaten San Antonio the first time in 2013.
But they didn't. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
They shouldn't have won that series. And because LeBron James, when he attempted a three-pointer, he bricked it. And if Bosch doesn't get that rebound and kick it to Ray Allen, they lose.
But they did win.
The only
ones I can blame him for is the first one versus Spurs, of course, and then the Dallas Mavericks one.
Yeah, the first one against the Spurs, first of all, I don't even know how he got by Detroit. That team with Booby Gibson and, my God, some of the Damon Jones and some of the
Pavlicek, Popovich, I think it was. I can't remember at this point.
No, they had a lot of bad. They had Eric Snow. I mean, that was a bad team. That was a really bad team. We can start to have the conversation if Steph wins the finals MVP. If you start to put him in the breath of where LeBron's at, you can start to have that conversation. I'm telling you, he's got to win the finals MVP though. He can't, it can't go to Klay Thompson. It can't go to Iguodala. It ain't going to Durant because he's not even going to play, at least in the first. But to do it without Durant, to do it without him, when Durant won the finals MVP the last 2 years, to do it without him, that would be Steph Curry's maybe greatest accomplishment in his career. To show the world that Kevin Durant, he's just a luxury. He's an Armani suit. But we're already dressed in Tom Ford, like Tom Brady. We got our Tom Fords on. Yeah, Durant. Or let's just say the Golden State Warriors are a bunch of Armani suits. And Durant is just a Tom Ford suit. Yeah. It's just another, it's like you got a Lamborghini Diablo, a Ferrari Testarossa, and adding Durant,
Yeah, he's a Rolls Royce, but you didn't need him. You didn't need him. And that's what's on the line for Steph in the in these finals. I don't know this because I don't contact Steph until the season is over because I have respect, because I want, you know, he's got to win a title and I respect him. And when the season's over, you know, I'll reach out to him. But he, I believe inside, deep inside his heart, he doesn't want Durant coming back for these finals. He's feeling it now. They beat Houston on the road. They beat the reigning MVP, James Harden, who averaged the most points in NBA playoff history, or actually the most points in, I believe, in NBA history, 36 points a game this year, one of the greatest scorers of all time. They beat one of the best point guards ever in Chris Paul. But for me, I think Steph doesn't want Durant to come back. He wants this one to be his. I don't know this. I'm just guessing. Because people have looked at the last, oh, well, you know, Durant was the best. Well, not anymore. And they, again, they've won two series clinching games on the road without Kevin Durant. That's amazing. At Houston, at Portland, they swept Portland like they were garbage. Like, get out of here. Move on. Ralph, Chris, Joe, Mike, Scott, we'll get to all your phone calls on the other side. 617-779-7937. We will continue this very riveting and compelling discussion. You want to get in, as I was comparing in the beginning of the show, if you missed it, the difference on why the Bruins are going to the Stanley Cup and why the Celtics are sitting home on the links somewhere on some private golf course or on the beach. It's because Bruce Cassidy's a better head coach than Brad Stevens. And I'm telling you, all of you people would have seen my way of thinking if Victor Oladipo was healthy. And I believe that the Pacers would have won that series. The Pacers put up a pretty good fight against the Celtics. I know they got swept, but I'm telling you, if Oladipo plays, the Celtics would have got bounced in the first round, and you all would be calling for Brad Stevens' head. Now you're like, oh, it's not Brad's fault. Oh, you know, he's only as good as the talent. He had the deepest roster in the NBA. He had arguably the second best starting five next to Golden State. And he got destroyed in five games by Milwaukee to George Hill. Did you watch the same series that I did? Bruce Cassidy has done more in 2 years, two full seasons, two and a half to be exact. But really, two full seasons than Brad Stevens has done in 6 years.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Andrew in New Hampshire, you're up next. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, Mark? How you been?
Good, how are you?
Good. I got a new name for you, buddy. It should be Mark Rise to Fame James, because you've been killing it on the radio lately, brother. You're freaking awesome to listen to.
I appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you very much. Rise to Fame James. I like that.
Mark Rise to Fame James. Don't let that idiot Mutt in the Morning bring you down. He's got no idea what he's talking about. It should be you and Callahan every day, not Mutt and Callahan.
Oh, well, I'm just happy they let me in the studio. All right, that was Andrew in New Hampshire, John Anderson? Okay, all right. Andrew New Hampshire is a fan. There's, I can get you probably 10 times people who don't agree with him, but I'll take every one that I do.
So 10 people.
Yeah.
1 times 10 is 10.
No, I was going to say, there are 10 times as many people who disagree with Andrew. So, like, I'll just take the one, you know, 10 to 1 who probably don't feel that the way he does.
That's still only 10 people, but still.
Oh, shut up. 617.
Making fun of Wiggy for not being able to do math, Mark, huh?
617. No, I'm saying 10 times. That's a 10 to 1 ratio. 10-1 ratio. That's what I'm saying, a ratio. For every one Andrew New Hampshire, there are 10 who don't feel that way.
Okay, okay.
I'm being self-deprecating here. I'm trying, but you're not good.
You're using betting terminology in your self-deprecation.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's how speaking of terminology, you know, when I was in high school, I had this high school teacher. I'm not going to name his name because I don't know if he's still alive. But so my parents had a parent-teacher conference one time, and he said, it was Algebra 2, my sophomore year in high school. He's like, Mark just seems disinterested and really, he can tell you everything you want to know, the front to cover of the USA Today sports section, but he just doesn't really seem to apply himself to Algebra 2. It's like, well, Mr. So-and-so, and I hope you're still alive because I could care less. Where did Algebra 2 get me? Nowhere. I think knowing everything from front to back on the USA sports section probably got me a lot further than Algebra 2 did.
How many times have you used the Pythagorean theorem on the radio?
Zero.
That guy from New York invoked it once during when the Giants bat O-line rant from a few years ago. Remember that?
Oh, LaGreca?
Yeah.
Don LaGreca? Yeah, who's Michael Kay's co-host there on ESPN 98.7. Don LaGreca, yes, he did the Pythagorean theorem. That is funny. That's very funny. So, anyway, long story short, I guess Algebra 2 didn't do much for me, but probably you. I guess I knew what I was doing even back when I was 14, 15 years old, even though I was just, a punk, pimple-faced teenager. 617-779-7937. Chris in Boston. Thanks for holding. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Mark? What's going on, partner?
Hey, how you doing, mate?
We're doing great out here. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, don't rub it. Chris, don't rub it in. I got to wait till 3 o'clock, all right?
By the way,
Chris, I want to throw this out there to everybody. Everybody out there listening, and if you're in Nantucket or you have a place on Nantucket, I would love to come out there. Unfortunately, I can't afford to spend the money for a hotel in Nantucket because I heard it's ridiculous. But if you want to have me out at your place and I could stay for a weekend, to anybody out there in Nantucket, as long as you're not a serial killer, I would love to come out there. Okay, because I've never been to Nantucket. I've been all over the Cape. I've been to Martha's Vineyard numerous times. I was in the Cape, but I've never been to Nantucket. So if anyone out there has a place in Nantucket, DM me on Twitter and I'll come and hang with you. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Mark. I just real quick here. So I know you said that Kyrie will never be the one or even the 1A or 1B.
He'll always be Robin and Chewbacca. Chewbacca, the guy who played Chewbacca, just died a couple weeks ago.
All right. So the thing I'm just wondering, would you ever make like a 26-year-old the president or the CEO of a company or anything like that? The answer is probably no. I hope it would be no, right?
No, I would have if that person, if it was Kawhi Leonard or Steph Curry, I would.
But let's like in the business world, you would never make like a 26-year-old kid 3 years out of college a president, right?
No, because I would. His name is Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, that he started his own business.
But he did start his own business, ended up being one of the greatest inventions in the history of humanity. So no, I if there's a guy out there, I don't discriminate against youth, and I'm not an ageist who discriminates against people. If you're the best person for that job, then I don't care how old you are. But for the most part,
and I couldn't agree more with you there too. And I don't necessarily think it's age. I'm just saying that at some point, I do think that Kyrie could be the guy once he grows up a little bit. He needs to fit, folks. He needs to figure it the F out. I mean, let's go. Just grow up a little bit. It might take some time. It takes some guys a little bit longer than others, and Kyrie's a little bit of a prick. You can't stop that. You can't change that from everyone, you know?
Yeah, but Chris, here's my question to you. Do you in your heart of hearts believe that Kyrie Irving truly wants to be here in Boston?
I don't know. It's not I don't think so. And to be honest, it's not that I really care or don't care. It's just the fact that I do think he could be the number one player on a team at some point. And he could be the guy.
Well, then that team will never win a title.
You really don't think
so? No, he's not. Batman, he needed, and he even said in retrospect, and while he was taking a dig at his younger teammates this year, I was like these young guys when LeBron came in. I didn't want to defer. I didn't want to. No, Kyrie does not have the mental makeup and the intestinal fortitude to be a one and win a title that no team in the NBA, nobody can make Kyrie Irving your best player and win a title with him. He's not that guy. He's below that. He's not Kawhi. He's not Durant. He's not Steph. I don't even think Kyrie, he's not a good leader, Chris. You got to be a leader. You have to be a leader of men. Larry Bird was a leader of men. Now, maybe Larry didn't go out and give the rah-rah Newt Rockne speech before the game. Larry just went out there and assassinated the Lakers or whoever he was playing against in the postseason and would tell them, like he did to Michael Cooper when the Celtics came back one year in the 85 finals, he told them, prior to an inbounds pass, I'm going to hit this shot in your face. And what did he do? He did it. Larry Bird was a leader. He was the epitome of a leader. Michael Jordan was the epitome of a leader. Now, did Michael Jordan smack his then teammate and current Golden State coach Steve Kerr in the face during a practice one time or throw a ball at his face? Yeah. But Michael had an acerbic way of asserting his leadership. And it worked because they won. Michael knew what it took to win. Kyrie knows what it takes to win because he had the guy to lead him there in LeBron James. But Kyrie Irving will never be the starting quarterback of a team, and I'm using an NFL analogy here, and that team will be able to win a title. It'll never happen. He needs somebody else to be the one, or maybe two other guys to be the one. Hell, you could argue 3 years ago that aside from his great Game 7 against Steph Curry, Kevin Love was the second best player on that Cavs team in the postseason. Kyrie was three that year. So at that time, so you can make that argument. Kyrie was never the one, and he never will be the one to lead a team to a title. Ralph and Cranston, 617-779-7937. What's up, Ralphie?
Hey, Mark. You know, first of all, when it comes to opinions, can you imagine the opinion of Bill Belichick after his first year here when so many people were saying, even myself, is this the guy really? I mean, he stunk in Cleveland. After 1 year, look how bad he looks. How's that look now, Mark? You know, I was about to say leaders, and where you were just saying, I mean, Jordan, Russell, Bird, Magic, those will leaders be the best leaders because they not only were great players, but they made everyone better. See, Kyrie doesn't make anyone better. That's why, he's not a great leader. But I want to get to Stevens because, Mark, no one agrees with you full-heartedly more. Look, if I was Danny Ainge, to be perfectly honest with you, I'd be looking at this right now and saying, you know, it was good bringing Stevens in, but is he the guy to bring it to the next level? And I say that because it's obvious he lost complete control of his team this year. He couldn't do anything to change it. But the worst thing about this season to me, they gave up against Milwaukee. You could see it in their performance. You could see it in their eyes. They just gave up. The fourth quarter, they were just throwing shots up.
Yep.
One game that they lost 6-7 points, that's all coaching. And I'm going to be honest with you. Doc, Stevens was one of the greatest college coaches I've seen. I saw it. I'm a PC fan. This guy was a great college coach, but it's different in the NBA. And if Doc was here, Mark, that team wouldn't have given up. That's the difference. You don't really.
No. By the way, to your credit, to your point, Ralph, I'll expound on your point. The Clippers, who lost Chris Paul, one of the greatest point guards in NBA history. DeAndre Jordan, one of the best low post centers in the game. Blake Griffin, who's a human highlight film. And they traded Tobias Harris to Philadelphia prior to the deadline.
Yeah.
This Clippers team had no one. Lou Williams and Patrick Beverley.
Yeah.
And look what they did. They won two games, and they won on the road against Golden State in the first round. They gave Golden State a tougher run than Houston and Portland did.
And, Mark, I went to one Celtics game this year because of Doc. I love Doc. He threw mutual friends. He left some tickets there. I was there, if you want to go one further, when they were down, but the Celtics were up 28 points, was that the game when they were up 28 points, when he came all the way back and they lost that game? Remember that game this year? It was
a
devastating thing.
Yep.
Doc's teams never gave up. They believed in him, and that was what hurt Stevens, is he just couldn't control this team. Look, I think he's a wonderful guy, and I don't think Danny's got him under the gun just yet. But I don't like the way he doesn't change momentum. I would be screaming at referees sometimes. He just sits there. He may be just a little too passive to control guys that are making $40 million a year playing for him.
Yeah, interesting. Ralph, there's nothing that you said that I don't disagree with. That I disagree with. Ralph, great phone call. I mean, you get it and you understand that I'm telling you, man, If Bruce Cassidy, he's a hockey guy, okay? But if he was a basketball guy, folks, the Celtics would be on the precipice of going to the NBA Finals. If he was a basketball guy, he's a hockey guy, he played hockey. If you had his leadership and coaching style and you were able, and I think what Bruce Cassidy would do, which is something I would do, is said, Al, you have to be, or Marcus Smart, one of these two guys, you've got to be the policeman in the locker room. If I get on Kyrie, you got to police that bleep. I think Bruce Cassidy was complete cognizant enough at doing that with Chara, which is why the Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup. Bruce Cassidy understands the personalities in that locker room. And I understand what you're saying. It's a different sport. The NBA, they're divas. And yes, Kyrie's a bigger diva than anybody in the NHL. There's no question. But you have to adjust because it's a player's league. And I don't think, quite frankly, Brad Stevens has the nuts or the guts to stand up to Kyrie Irving or a superstar in an NBA locker room of that stature. I don't think he does. I'm calling him out. I'm just saying he doesn't have, you know... He doesn't have it. He's scared of standing up to those guys. He just is. And you can't be like that. You have to be a guy that, I mean, Kyrie Irving after game 3 against Milwaukee's, I'm not at the press conference. He's sitting there singing the praises of Mike Budenholzer. You don't think that's a shot? An indirect, not so subtle shot at Brad Stevens? Of course it is. Of course it is. Kyrie, no, he's like, hey, we're getting out coached here. Mike Budenholzer just put us in positions that, you know, he's sitting there and he's telling you what I'm telling you. That's the part where I agree with Kyrie. Banner 18 is going to come, folks, but it's never going to come with Brad Stevens, period. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Come on, stop it already. All right, everybody's coming up with these stats. Oh, well, this offensive lineman, only 27% of the time was Eli pressured from his left side on Monday nights when Sean McDonough's the announcer. Stop. Stop creating some narrative that you, everybody knows football better than somebody else. Your eyeballs tell the story. The offensive line sucks. Period. That's my stat. You want a stat? You want sabermetrics? Offensive, Don LaGreca tweeted last night, or said on the Michael K show, offensive line stinks. That's the stat. Give me a break. That's what we're going to do, Michael. We're going to be like accountants now in baseball. The Pythagorean theorem. The Pythagorean theorem said that the Red Giants offensive line, that their record should be 1-1. That's the Pythagorean theorem said that Giants offensive line, that their record should be 2-0.
Yes, you don't need the Pythagorean theorem. And Sports Talk Radio, that's not going to do you much good. And Algebra 2, for you kids out there that are taking it, your sophomore or junior or senior year in high school, let's just say get through the class, do what you got to do. And then when you get out, it probably, unless you're going to be some sort of, I don't know, professional statistical mathematician, it's not going to do you a whole hell of a lot of good in the real world.
That's Chris Curtis, man.
Yeah, I it's just not.
I'm pretty decent at math.
617-779-7937. Chris is up next. What's up, Chris?
How's it going, Mark? Good to be on. The last caller really made some great points. But quickly on the algebra. I still have nightmares about it from college, never mind high school. If you want to learn math, you go on the cash register with my dad for 10 minutes, and you'll know, you'll be adding in your head, you'll be doing everything you need to do in this world.
Absolutely. There's not, you yeah. got, and that's all you need to know. Yep.
Yeah, and these days you don't even need to know that. But anyway, I just want to say, and I know there's a lot of action on this. First of all, when Anthony Davis's agent came on and, made him say that he wanted to be traded and all that, he's really thrown the NBA into a tizzy, but it's actually working in their favor because everybody's just talking about it. It's like insane. And the diva thing is just is out of control. And it's just funny. But obviously these guys, Durant, Anthony Davis, and most likely Kyrie, I think they've got somebody in their ear. And it's just, and it's going to ruin the league if something is not done about it.
It all started, Chris, way back in July 2010 when LeBron James and Jim Gray decided to have this production called The Decision at the Greenwich, Connecticut Boys and Girls Club where LeBron took his brand and his talents to South Beach and joined Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And ever since then, it's a player empowerment league. That's it. It's all about the players. You don't have, I think really the only coach in the NBA who truly has the power over the players in the locker room is Greg Popovich. I don't even think Steve Kerr does. Steve Kerr recognizes that, listen, man, if I just shut up and if I just, I'm going to learn the personalities of each player, I'm going to get on them when I need to, and I'm going to encourage them when I have to. And that's why Steve Kerr is about to win his fourth NBA title over the course of the last 5 years, because he gets, you got to understand the personality. I think the thing about Brad Stevens, if we're going to dissect him and psychoanalyze Brad Stevens, he's a very good X's and O's coach. I don't think that Brad Stevens has the psychology to be able to understand the players and how you have to treat everybody else. Like you got to know, like I have to, Kyrie's this way, but there's a time I'm going to have to assert I'm going to have to insert some sort of power in the locker room to make a point. And I don't think Brad Stevens is that guy who's going to go into the locker room at halftime with the Celtics allowing the other team to go on an 18-3 run, is going to start throwing the Gatorade bottles, the cooler and his clipboard and making a statement. I think, Doc Rivers can do that and get away with it. And I think the players would be like, whoa, Doc's pissed off. Like, we got to step it up. I just, you know, the Celtics will go through another year, but I'm telling you this season, Chris, I'm telling you, remember I said this because I was the first one. I was in on Brad Stevens. I mean, I had Will Fleming, the Red Sox pregame host, who came in one time as they're wrapping up shows, like, oh, I don't think that, you know, you're right on what you said about Brad Stevens. Is like, well, stick to the pregame and let me make the opinions up when it comes to everything else. I know what I'm talking about. I know basketball. Okay, when
but
it comes,
obviously you do. But you know, and another thing with the Kyrie and all these guys, it's just like you know, as we learned my father, you have to nip this right when it starts. Because once you let it fester,
that's it.
Out of control.
That's
very
that.
Quickly.
Yep.
And that's a good coach. And that's what Popovich does. Popovich is a player's coach, too, though. But he's a tremendous success. But he's, like you say, he's the only one who has control. And I'm just going to cite two great coaches. Like Steve Fisher at Michigan with the Fab Five. I used to joke around because I had a friend who went there and knew all those, Weber and all those guys. And I would just say, here's the ball, guys. He would say, just here's the ball, guys. Go out there and do what you got to do, you know? And then John Wooden, he was the only one who had control over these players. They came in the NBA. And I'm going old school here. Marcus Johnson, not Marcus Johnson so much, but Cindy Wicks, Rowe.
Yeah, you know, Walton. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Because he would sit them down because he had so much talent. He had so much control. But he was a gentleman, and he was a scholar.
I'll tell you what, Chris, I'll even, and I got to let you go, but I'll leave it with this. Guy makes me proud to be Polish, Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K. Coach K, you see the way Coach K coaches the Olympics? Now, granted, he has the greatest talent in the world, but all those guys, including the guy who's been the face of the NBA for the last 15 years, LeBron James, Coach K has up in the Duke Hall of Fame, because I've done remotes there prior to the North Carolina game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Coach K has up an Instagram post from LeBron James about 5 or 6 years ago. LeBron is in between Jay-Z and Coach K, and he said, and the Instagram post says, J and K, my two idols. Mike Krzyzewski could get this Celtics team. They'd be going to the NBA Finals if Coach K was the coach. Make no mistake about it. Because Coach K knows what to do in terms of having too much talent. If Stevens doesn't know how to manage egos, then he needs to go. Because that's what it's all about. I admit, when I was growing up, I thought Phil Jackson had the easiest job in the world. Because he had two of the top 50, or the greatest player of all time in Michael Jordan, and a top 50 player at the time in Scottie Pippen. And then he got Rodman. And then he had Shaq and Kobe and all these supporting cast guys like Rick Fox and Derek Fisher and Robert Horry. Oh, man, Phil Jackson. No, that's a tough gig. That's a tough gig because you have to know how to get inside your players' heads and how to motivate them. Brad Stevens can't do that. He can call X's and O's, and he can come up with plays and this, that, and the other, but there's a whole thing that you have to learn about psychology. The San Antonio Spurs, in a player's league, in a player's era, were willing to part with Kawhi Leonard, who's playing arguably the best basketball in the world right now, they were willing to part with Kawhi Leonard to stay with Popovich over Kawhi Leonard, even though Kawhi Leonard probably at this juncture in his career is going to be able to last longer than Popovich, because I don't know how many years Popovich is going to continue to coach. That is power. Banner 18 ain't going to be getting hung at the rafters of North Station anytime soon. You've got to get someone in there who understands what you need to do. All right, we'll talk more about this. 617-779-7937. And plus, you know why we haven't mentioned much in the first 3 hours of the show? Baseball. Huh. We haven't talked much about the Red Sox. I'm going to bring up a reason why. We'll get to that next. We'll get to your phone calls as well, right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.